With spending cuts, tax increases, and rising unemployment, Greeks are really beginning to feel the strain of their government's austerity measures. And apparently, one of the most tragic consequences of the crisis is a surge in suicides. Last month, the Greek Minister of Health told Parliament his agency documented a 40% rise in suicides in the first half of 2011, compared with the same period in 2010. From Athens, the BBC's Chloe Hatzimathou reports.
In an Athens theatre, shadow puppets dance behind a screen. For decades, children have been laughing at the antics of Garangiozi as the down-and-out character struggles to find a job and feed his children. For some, today's Greece is starting to resemble this comedy, and it's far from amusing.
I was thinking, what kind of future do I have if I don't have a job or a place to live? And I would start thinking, okay, is it better if I die in my sleep?
60-year-old George Barguris holds little hope of ever finding another job in a country where the unemployment rate is edging towards 17%. When I meet him slumped in a chair at the offices of Klimaka, Greece's national suicide helpline, he's about to be evicted from his flat because he can't afford the rent.
There's no hope. I don't know what to do.
What led you to call the number here?
You want the truth? I went to Google this morning to find everything about suicide ways, because sometimes I was thinking about to kill myself. One of the first pages that went up was the Klimaka. That said that we'll help you. Call us. And I called. Here I am.
So you were actually Googling methods to commit suicide?
Yes.
Volunteers at the call centre have been answering twice as many phones as last year. Resident psychologist Eleni Bagiari believes the increase in suicide since the crisis began is likely to be even higher than the 40% reported by the Ministry of Health.
There is a great stigma on suicide and suicidal behaviours. Probably many of the suicides are not reported. Many of them tell us that they're going to take the car and throw it to a cliff or to a rock and to make it seem like a car accident so that their family will never know that he committed suicide, so nobody gets stigmatised.
But for some, the strain is too much and their anguish makes a very public appearance. That was the case with Michael Griadis, the director of an apparently successful advertising agency. Early one morning last month, he arrived at his office here on a busy Athens street. A few hours later, he stepped out onto his fourth floor balcony and jumped. At the time of his death, it's thought his company was owed over €4 million by its clients.
He was a gentleman of the old times. Michael never borrowed money himself.
Journalist Kostas Gavathas was a close friend. He says the pressure on those managing businesses in Greece today is enormous. In a system where payments for services can be deferred for months at a time, the financial crisis has left even successful companies struggling to make ends meet.
Businessmen are desperate. Four in Crete, one in Kalamata, one in Sparta committed suicide because they didn't have to pay the debts. Everybody is on the edge. The pressure is too much.
Κυρίες, κύριοι, φίλοι και φίλες του Climax Plus Radio, οι πειρατές ψυχιατρικής. Στην άλλη άκρη της γραμμής είναι ο Βασίλης. Βασίλη, καλησπέρα.
Listeners call into Climax's radio station where the broadcasts focus on depression and social exclusion. For George Barguris, there's some comfort to be found in the knowledge he's not alone.
It's a lonely thing, but in reality, hundreds of thousands of people in the same situation like me. It's not a psychological problem, it's a social problem. But I met some people today here that make me feel better, to give me hope. This is the solution for today.
But with months, perhaps years of austerity ahead for Greece, this crisis is likely to claim many more victims before it's over.
The BBC's Chloe Hatzimathou in Athens.